That's no cap.
We speak English.
Tropic Gals, time to exercise the demons. We got to kick the sad, sorry sacks right off the lawn. Off the lawn, Tropic Gal.
Mel Kiper can get right off the lawn.
A large
except the one that has balls as big as church bells.
But give me Gonzalez take every time. You are out of your mind.
There's the 7-minute mission right there.
You love dangling off his pole.
Hey there, just checking in to see if you got my last message. Did that come through okay?
Not this guy. You kick your wife's off the lawn. I'm giving you the opportunity. The floor is yours. Kick your wife off the lawn, damn it. How nutless are you, cowards? You're cowards.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 102. That's not proper, Tropical. That's my bad. Right out of the gate. Screwed the pooch. It's okay. We're going to keep moving forward. I am Handsome Kevin. I am here with the lover boy, the ginger bear, the puka pimp. He's my island boy. Tropical, right away. My wife, she says, tell my puka pimp thanks, babe, for standing up for me, episode 101. So that's how I'll let you know. You do what you need to do here, Tropical. How are things going for you?
I want to say I'm a big fan of Molly. The person, not the narcotic or like that.
Oh, grow up. Everybody loves Molly.
No, it's just, you know, anytime I get to prove Kevin wrong, you know, as in episode 101.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm waiting on her to just yeet your backpack out of that chair one time. Just bring.
You know, Tropical, the most disappointing thing about that is that you just said yeet something.
Yeah, I know. I did that for you.
No, stop it, man. We are far too old. Leave the yeets and the let's goes in the junior highs. Were they not even there? Do they belong?
So one of my coworkers, my good friend Daniel, like I've been very close to him since like junior high. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about his youngest son, I believe is 13 or turning 13 this year. Anyway, he said something to him. That's no cap, Dad. And it's like, what'd you say to me? It's like, you want to hit him.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's no cap?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like, that's no lie or these children today. I don't keep up with the terms.
That's no cap. That doesn't make, I can't connect any sense to that one, Tropical.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that to his dad. He's like, what'd you say? He's like, we speak English in this house.
Man, sometimes when you hear like kids talking to, I think I'd be better off if they were speaking Spanish. I think I'm more familiar with the Spanish language now than I am with the dumbass kid language now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that I don't understand it. Like, you know, I was listening to a podcast too, and they're talking about like words of the English language that are going extinct.
Yeah.
And like where even AI programs are written such that if the percentage goes under like 2%, that they start to essentially replace that word. And so it starts dying. Like, we don't use that word. There's 11,000 words that are close to extinction in the English language. 11,000, I think it was nouns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're not replacing those words with things like no cap. Was it no cap or all cap?
Yeah. No cap.
No Riz. Cap. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. No, Jesus, no, no.
Read the
no,
socks. Trump. Johnny C got you. Just read those socks. That'll give you a bunch
of them. You know, I'm not reading those socks. I appreciate it, Johnny C, but I'm not going to make the joke I was about to make. Tropical. Speaking of Johnny C, you know who keeps his lawn nice and clean? That's that Johnny C. He's got yard, what the
lawn
hell is it
matters.
Called? Yeah, lawn matters, right? He is the Steve Urkel of the lawn tropical. He's keeping them clean. He knows exactly what to do. He's got a plan for that lawn. The lawn matters, man. Tropical, it's time to exercise the demons. We got to kick the sad, sorry, sacks right off the lawn. Off the lawn, Tropical. What do you got?
Well, I'll just start because as we pressed record, one came up, like a new lawn. This, the former pest control agency that we had, which we had from like 2020, I want to say 2021, somewhere in there, mm-hmm. to the end of last year.
Okay.
And we didn't renew. We got a new pest control service and things like okay. that. We yeah. seem to like them better. I don't see bugs after they leave the new one.
That's so not bad. Yeah.
That was the goal.
Oh my gosh.
We were always having to call back the other company back. Like, hey, can you come?
It's okay. I might have been jumping the gun a little bit here, Tropica. I was hoping this was going to be like a Sports Illustrated story, but you go ahead.
Oh, well, so I get a text like, hey, I'll read it to you. This is redacted from Redacted, pest control company.
Right.
I see you were interested in pest control services. Is this still a good number to reach you at? I didn't respond to that first one because I was in the office. I don't get signal. Mm-hmm. Hey there, just wanted to make sure you received my last message. Feel free to respond whenever it's convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, this is who you're referring to. I'm currently good at the moment on pest control, but thank you for reaching out. Just trying to put a bow on it. Yep. Leave me alone.
Yep.
I understand. Just so you know, we're offering 35% discount on a general pest plan if you're open to reconsidering. Let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Hey there, just checking in to see if you got my last message. Did that come through okay? Hey there, I want to make sure you got taken care of. Got a second to respond to my message? With the winky smiley face emoji thing? Or the...
An emoji?
Yeah.
This is got a professional it. That's sending you an emoji. Yeah.
Got it. We're good on customer service. No worries. If anything changes, if you have any questions in the future, feel free to reach out. Have a great day. But I'm like, I've had less needy girlfriends than that. And I've had some that were, whew. Get the picture, lady. Like, I'm good. Like, lead with the, we're offering a promotion 35% off.
Right.
Like, put that all in one message.
Yep.
And then when I say I'm good, okay, thanks, have a good day.
Yeah. Just let it be. Yeah. I will call you if I need you.
Yeah. I do have an anonymous text. Do you want me to read that? I did get messaged one.
You got an anonymous text?
Yeah, well, not an anonymous text, an anonymous submission for the lawn.
Okay. The waves? For. Okay. Yeah. How many do we got?
I just got one.
Okay, we're going to wait then. We're going to wait then, because I'm going to call out the listeners, you nutless wonders. Tropical, you keep going.
Except the one that has balls as big as church bells?
Yes, yes, yes. Because we need more than, I need to have more than one, you nutless guy. You kick your wives off the lawn. It's anonymous. Damn it.
Wade Barrett from WrestleMania weekend can get right off my lawn.
Okay, didn't see this coming.
He's having to try to say, like he's trying way too hard to defend Naomi in the pre-show. Like, the actions and all this stuff. Like, you can just be a heel. There was so much of this that when they were discussing the match and all this, and he kept flip-flopping. But, like, him and Sam Roberts both were trying to defend Naomi's actions and all this stuff. That it just, that can get right off the lawn. So you don't have to try so hard to be a heel on commentators and justify actions. Just let heels be heels. Like, you can you can say, well, she deserved it. And that's it.
Don't justify the dirty work. Applaud the dirty work.
Wade Barrett, like, basically sucking off Logan Paul during that match can get off the lawn. That was terrible. Wade Barrett not being able to decide whose side he's on in the main event of night two, like the heel commentary, going back and forth between Cena and, you know, Rhodes, like trying to be the heel. You're trying way too hard, man. Like, just be a heel. You root for the heel. You pull for the heel.
Yes.
Watch Bobby Heenan tapes, all right? Like, if you want a masterclass in how to do this, you watch Bobby Heenan tapes. You always question the face, it was just terrible. The refs at WrestleMania, since we had that last time we recorded here, the refs at WrestleMania didn't seem to know where they needed to be in a lot of matches. Like, they were out of place, and like it interrupted the flow in some of those matches.
Yeah.
Don't be an Aubrey Edwards.
Mm-mm. No, don't ever be Aubrey Edwards.
That fishing lure can get off my lawn, as Kevin.
Man, let me provide a little bit of context to that there, Tropical. So anybody watching WrestleMania, night one, and I don't remember the ring announcer. Is her name Alicia?
I think so.
Yeah, the ring announcer shows up. And I forget the exact wording of the text, but I believe I texted the group and said, God, what was it, Tropical? I bet she catches a lot of largemouth with that jacket. I don't remember what the hell it was. It's driving me nuts now.
Let's see.
But the jacket that she was wearing looked like it was covered in lures that you would pull out of a tackle box, like everywhere. It was a hideous jacket.
Let's see, there's where it started. Over Gunther. Bet that broad could catch a ton of fish with that jacket.
So that's what I texted to the group, because looking at it looks like she's covered in lures. And you're right, Tropical.
Well, I text to the group with Duke and our good friend Ted here. Said, I miss Ricochet's old lady announcing. Not a fan of this one. Seems to want to get herself over a little too much. And then that's when Kevin hit us with that gold. She could catch a ton of fish with that jacket. That's such... I do enjoy when we all have the time to text our way through pay-per-views. I still call them pay-per-views, even though they want to dub them as premium live events, so they own the trademark. But
yeah,
taking tests for certification. You know, it's been almost like 20 years since I've really had to take a test.
Okay.
I had to. I got the level 2 certification finally nailed down. So on to level 3 and more test taking. But the just taking tests in general, like it was a 30-question test, and it was basically there was 3 multiple-choice ones and the rest were a long answer, but, you know, kind of essay style to give you opportunities to, you know, give you partial credit and things like that. That's why the guy produced. I have not had to write that much in that long.
Did you go in there and be like, wait, whoa, whoa, I thought you were talking essay style, Holmes? Did you do that?
No, it wasn't in Spanish. No. But yeah, that one, like having to write that much, like I was like, man, my hand is not used to this, like this level of effort, because I'm a classic overthinker and have to put all the details in possible. So it's like, copy the whole thing down.
My head, I just keep on seeing you like showing up with a giant sombrero and some maracas going, I'm here for the essay test.
Oddly enough, we did have a guy, a non-Latino individual.
Yeah.
Come in one day, which he was an odd fellow. I'm going to be nice, but rocking a, woven poncho,
drug rug.
Yeah.
I got a couple of drug rugs, man. They're comfortable,
but in an X-ray setting, that's not the attire. Like,
okay,
you should typically wear a t-shirt and jeans and stuff like that. Like things that I mean, something durable, because we handle a lot of different equipment, you know, and stuff you wouldn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of large equipment. Sorry. But yeah, that's one of those things. He came in wearing that, and everybody's just like, what are you doing? Because that's going to get in the way. You know that, right?
Right.
The construction guys on the south end who think they just own the road, like just park in the road on the south end of the Arsenal. That's people at Target with no patience. If I'm standing in an area and I'm trying to be off to one side of the aisle and allow you to pass by, but you want to walk down the middle of the aisle with your children who are not even looking at the toys, like, while OG is actively like looking at these toys and just like, you give me one of those and then you don't even stop and look at the toys. Like, I pushed my son, who is upset because he wanted to take a look at these. OG's in a real big, like, he shops for his toys now.
Yeah.
He weighs a lot of options.
Good.
But, you know, it's one of those things that, so I push out of the way and they kind of go through the aisle and looking back and forth in the middle of the aisle, mind you, and don't even stop to look at anything. It's like, you could have backed out of this aisle and went the other way then.
Yeah.
My son was actively looking. I was like, well, son, we'll go back in just a second. Like,
yeah,
trying to let these people through. But that can get off the lawn. Trigger warning for everyone here, because Kevin's about to get triggered. Mel Kiper can get right off the lawn.
Ah, eat a shit.
For 3 days, because your astounding, amazing evaluation of a prospect, and he doesn't get picked where you think he should get picked. The NFL doesn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. They prove it for 50 years. They don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. This is the same guy. We keep receipts, Mel. We keep receipts, baby. Johnny Manziel should be the number one pick. Thoughts, Kevin? You just want me to keep going? Because I got more.
Johnny had a little bit of a situation there outside of football. So, you know, we'll let that one slide.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar Jackson should be converted to a wide receiver. That's the only way he'll do anything in the NFL.
Well, I don't remember him ever saying that, but, you know.
We got video, baby. There's video of it.
I don't remember anything like that going on for sure, so.
Blaine Gabbert will be a bigger NFL star than Cam Newton.
Well, Blaine Gabbert is still in the league.
Yeah. Is he a star? He's got an MVP? Has he got an MVP?
No, but he's got
an MVP?
He's probably got laptops.
Close to sniffing at MVP's nuts?
He's probably got like, laptops that he paid for, though, so there's that.
Well, I mean, yeah. He paid for the laptop. It was just a really good deal. All right.
Yeah, sure. Free cents, right? Free cents is a real good
like
deal.
It was $100 for like a $1,200 laptop. He didn't realize it was stolen.
Sure.
But still, Cam was better in the NFL. And then let's see. Here's the last one. He would stake his reputation on this one. Within the next 8 seasons, Jimmy Clausen will be a mega star in the NFL.
That's the one that I remember. That's the one that hurts me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the NFL can't evaluate quarterbacks.
Well, now, Tropical, I'm a big Mel Kiper guy. I always will be a Mel Kiper guy, regardless of what you're saying here. The one thing that I will say is that it's right fit, right situation, right team around you. Right, there's way too many variables. All you can do is evaluate to the best of your ability, and he is paid to speak on these talents. So that's what he does. He evaluates to the best of his ability and speaks on the talents. Way, 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 way too many variables that go into it. So he makes these big statements, right? And I'm with him. He's paid to make these big statements.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Jimmy Clausen could have been a stud in the right situation.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I've never been a Blaine Gabbert guy, so I don't know where he was there. But I'm not a big Cam Newton guy either. I know you love dangling off his pole because he's an Auburn guy, you know, and that's fine. You can.
Yeah, it was the best $250,000 Auburn ever spent. Don't you forget it.
Jesus.
But I mean, that's the that was the thing though that got me, because everybody that is, I guess, jumping on the victim train for Shedeur Sanders. And it's like, you did not prepare for this for what it was. Like, this is a job interview.
Yeah.
And the stories that have came out of him showing up with headphones on with his entourage to his interview,
mm-hmm.
pulling the headphones down, music still blaring the whole time.
Yeah.
And then dude takes a FaceTime call from someone else during the middle of one of these interviews and keeps it going for the rest of the interview. I'm like, that's, yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's a problem. Like, you are not one of one. Like, your father, who played defensive back, different position,
mm-hmm.
but was, you know, ran like a 4.2. Like, it was unique talents there. Like, mm-hmm. when Kuiper goes into the rant about Shedeur Sanders of, well, besides the strong arm and this and this and this, like, what else is he missing? It's like, well, those are pretty big things.
Yeah. And I'm not necessarily a Shedeur Sanders apologist or anything like that. I like the football player. I've heard also a lot of great things about him. The bad things obviously get sensationalized. The good things never do. I've also heard great things about him. So right now it's for him, it's just seeing what happens next.
Yeah.
He's getting an opportunity. He's with a club. He'll get a chance to compete. Mm-hmm. and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Hell of a draft story though. Hell of a draft story.
Yeah. If you can make something out of this,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that's the thing right there. Prove them wrong. If this is something that, you know, you have an opportunity to prove them wrong, or just to, you know, fade to black, you know, like fade off into nothingness there. Cause,
yeah.
Well, now I'm to you. So in the most recent year.
To me, what the hell did I do?
You get mad at the Blues for cheating, but then agree with the statement, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Which is it? No, you sound like Wade Barrett.
No, I didn't say that. Duke said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, but right? And I said, no, agreed. If you're cheating, you are cheating.
You agreed with it. He said, no. Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And he poked the J.J. Rogue thing out there. So come on now.
No, I said, if you are cheating, you are cheating. And then Duke asked me if I had a twin, if I do the same shit. And you know what I said, Tropical? I said, no.
Probably.
What else you got, Tropical?
Your stem, the moon stem for the Taker Gonzalez match. That match is trash. Like, give me Taker Bundy all day.
No way. Over.
Yes.
You're the going Gonzalez, Taker?
What? Or Taker Gonzalez, yes. The entrance is the only good part of that match.
Oh, man. The visuals are fucking... What are you talking about? You're taking Bundy Taker over Gonzalez Taker? You're out of your mind.
Also, y'all said that Brett versus Backlund sucked. Yeah, all of them sucked because of Backlund.
I did not say it sucked. I said the finish sucked. It was a good match. It was a fun match. The finish sucked. A little too much Piper on
Taker
the mic
over Bundy
the match.
Over that one, too.
No, what? Yeah, you are not okay.
No, I'm not. But that was just, I knew that I tried to put in some different, I guess, some definite triggers and some different things that, but yeah, Taker versus Gonzalez is trash, man. Like, you gotta take your WrestleMania 9 blinders off. Just because Gigolo Jimmy's in it doesn't mean it's the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
You hold on a damn second, all right? Just the damn visual, the look, the feel of the match. was better and bigger than Bundy Taker at 11.
The visual, and then the bell rang. Is that what you're saying? Like, the visual was so great.
Hey.
He jumped in with a cart and a vulture and all this stuff, and then the bell rang.
Neither one of those matches are Benoit Malenko. We understand that, and that's okay, Tropical. But give me Gonzalez Take every time. You are out of your mind. You're out of your mind. All right. Yeah. How about this, Tropical? You get off my lawn.
Okay.
All right. Just see your way off my lawn. I'll hit you with this last night. And actually, quite honestly, Tropical, my lawn's been looking pretty nice lately. Not too many people to kick off. But last night, Tropical, last night. Driving through the parking lot at Target. Dad, what I'm guessing is a teenage daughter and a less than 10-year-old son, probably closer to that 6 range. And the 6-year-old is running around the parking lot.
Because of course he is.
Dad's not saying, get over here, stand next to me, hold your sister's hand. None of that, Tropical. None of that. He's kind of looking. And then all of a sudden, he decides to tell them all, let's run. Because cool dad needs to run, right? Cool dad needs to do this. I'm sick of seeing cool dad. I'm sick of seeing cool mom. Take control of your damn children, all right? Just take control of your damn children. Golly, it's something else, Tropical. It drives me nuts, all right? It just drives me nuts. Kids should not be running around in a parking lot unless they're unattended. And kids should not be left unattended in a parking lot. So you know what, Tropical? It should never happen. Golly, it should never happen. Drives me nuts. So I'm not going to do it again here, Tropical. I'm not going to kick my wife off the lawn for the third episode in a row. But I am going to tell you a story. Last night we're at dinner, like we normally are. And I'm looking for, there's a red sauce that they have, right? A red sauce at this, the establishment that we go to. It's like a spicy sauce. You know the kind, a spicy sauce. And Molly says, it's a tomatillo sauce. And I said, so what's that, like a spicy tomato sauce? And she goes, no, it's tomatillo. And I said, right, is that Spanish for tomato? Is it a spicy tomato sauce? And she goes, no, it's tomatillo. And I said, what do you want me to do? And she goes, look it up. I said, what do you think's going to show up if I put tomato in the Google engine? Tomato! Right? She's like, no, it's tomatillo. And I'm like, you say tomatillo, I say tomato. What the hell's happening right now? And she says, it's tomatillo. And I said, I don't know what a tomatillo is unless it's Spanish for tomato, which that's what it sounds like to me. And she goes again, look it up. And I say again, what do you think's going to show up if I type in tomato? Tomato's going to show up. Oh, Tropical. You understand what I'm saying? You get it.
Yeah.
Unless you're super familiar with tomatoes and tomatillos.
I mean, Yeah, I'm not a part of this conversation. I love Molly. I'm not choosing sides here. I don't know the difference between tomatillo and tomato. That's the
you son of a bitch.
Sorry, set you up right there.
That's real cute of you. That's real cute of you. And the last one I got, Tropical, is for every single nutless listener of this show that's out there, that's married, that's dating, that's seeing somebody that didn't have the cojones to kick your wife off the lawn anonymously. We're not reading your name. We're not telling your wives. You could do it. We're giving you, it's a therapeutic session for you to kick your damn wives off the lawn, and you're not taking advantage of it, except for one person. And guess what? Next show, we will, if we have one or if we have 40, we will read them all. I'm giving you the opportunity. The floor is yours. Kick your wife off the lawn, damn it. How nutless are you, cowards? You're cowards. Nothing's going to happen. We're going to read what you, why you're, and trust me, Tropical, I'll tell you this 100%, 100%. Every man listening to this that has a wife or significant other would love to kick him off the lawn. I know they would love to do it. And why are they not doing it, Tropical? One person had the grapefruits to send us a submission in, and we're getting to that submission next show. Whether it's just that one submission of the guy that's got the nards, or if somebody else decides, you know what, I'm going to grow a set and I'm going to send a submission, kick my wife off the lawn. There is not a man on this planet, Tropical, not single one, that doesn't have something that he go, you know what, I should kick her off the lawn for that. I know that's true, Tropical. Even you, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I know even you have something in there that you go, you know what? She can get off my lawn for that. I know this, Tropical. I did it to my wife, and everybody's going to hang me out to dry. I'm the only one. I want to know who, what's the name of the one? No, don't tell me that. That's a joke. This is anonymous. We're saving you guys, man. We need to know. I need to know. Tropical needs to know. You kick them off the lawn. Kick your significant other off the lawn. There's nothing wrong with doing it. Next week, whether it's one or whether it's 5,000, I hope it's 5,000. It's the longest episode we've ever done. We will read every single submission, every entry. It's just do it. Just do it. What are you doing? My wife likes to hold the remote. Get off the lawn, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My wife thinks I load the dishwasher wrong. Get off the lawn. How effing simple is that? I just need to know why you're kicking your wives off the lawn, because I got bent over and I got a flaming hot fire poker shoved straight up my keister since episode 100 when I kicked my wife off the lawn. All right. Check your balls. All right. You listeners, you check your balls. All right. When you reach down there and you feel that man sack, time to man up and kick your wife off the lawn. Golly, Tropical. You tell me if I'm wrong. This is a guilt-free anonymous forum.
But also, if wives kick their husbands off the lawn, you're going to read those names out and tag them in the social media. It's like, you should listen to this.
Do we want to go anonymous for the wives too? I don't think we should.
I thought you said you weren't.
Yeah, I don't think we should.
We're going to read them.
Yeah, I think we should read those. Yeah.
I can't wait to get Molly's submissions next week.
Yeah, I can't wait either.
This is the one I received.
So. Whoa, next episode, man.
Next episode.
We got to wait. We give them one more week, man.
Okay.
One more week, because I think we have listeners that have some nuts, right? Our demo is like 95% man, or maybe it's not, right? Or maybe it's not, you nutless cowards. Find your balls. Check your balls. That's
also,
all I got
for you. Yeah, if you're above the age of 20, definitely check those things. John Harris has a story. It's the most humorous cancer story you'll ever hear, but yeah, he'll always be like, if you're under this age, check your balls.
Check your balls.
Something feels different. Go to the doctor.
Oh, Tropical. That's all I got for lawn, man. That's all I got for lawn. We probably get into this. What is it time for, Tropical? You tell me where does this train going next?
Well, so this would be the time we would normally do the question, although. As fired up as you are, it's all right. So we're going to go back to some of our roots with this question. Is it okay. Kind of an assignment of sorts? But if you had to book a fig line of a storyline family, like a fig line, if you had to book it, who would it be? And I said, you can't be the Rhodes, McMahon, Hart, or Heenan families.
Okay.
So if you had to.
So it's a wrestling family.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm kind of into that.
You're going to book the Blues?
No, golly. No, I'm not booking the damn Blues. I mean, the obvious one is the Anoa'i family. I mean, that's almost feels like it's cheating in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You can't work with the Rhodes or the Hart family.
I just like we've got so many of these others. Like you've got so many figs of the Harts, the McMahons. I could take out the Anawais. I've got one for you. That give me the Anderson family.
The actual Andersons?
Well, I mean, give me the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. Eugene, your Ole, your Arms.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You know.
Boy, you almost want to. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, the Von Erich family, was that on your list of
no,
get rid of
no.
it?
I would love to see a full fledged, because we haven't seen full fledged. We've seen Kevin and Carrie produced in figures. We have not seen David or Mike or.
You know, one that comes to mind that I think I would love to see and that they will never do. There's absolutely no way they'll ever do. I would like to see Vince, Shane, Linda, and Stephanie in a 4-pack. You know, I think it makes sense. I mean, at this point, you know, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
But I would be game for that 4-pack. I think that'd be a fun 4-pack. The other one that came to mind was the Guerrero family.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Or how about this, Tropical? The Viano family. Just one through 9 or 17. They all look the same. That's an easy one to manufacture.
Yeah, it's not a lot of variety. I would love to see the Poffo family as a set. Angelo.
Okay.
Randall. And Lanny.
What about the Roberts family?
Too
Grizz,
far.
Grizz, Jake, and Rockin', right?
Well, and Sam Houston.
And, oh, yeah. Brother. Oh, and Sam. I forgot about Sam.
Wrestling has, like, there's a reason they have seasons of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, that's
can
true.
Book them out in advance. Like, there's there's some stories out there that say, oh, buddy.
Man. You know, here's one for you, Tropical. Now that in my mind it's kind of settled down, what about Lawler, Honky, and Christopher? That wouldn't be bad. I'd like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had enough Honkies, I suppose, but.
Yeah, I've got the Jax, the Brian Christopher. That's the only one I'm really familiar with. Like, I'm looking up at it right now. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad pack at all.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Well, I'm trying to think. If I had to pick just one, though, I
think the Guerreros would be solid.
Yeah.
If you got, you know, especially deep in there, like the Chavo Sr. and all that stuff, like, you know, give them back in their heyday. Like, I would love, you know, when it comes to the Poffos, get, you know, Lanny's, like, the 6,033, or not Lanny, that was Angelo. Like, he had the 6,033 tattoo, or, like, I guess embroidered on the trunks there.
Okay.
That's how many setups he did to break the world record.
Yeah. Boy, I think. I'm trying to think. I mean, I would like to see a Ganya, but that's just, it's way, I think at this point, it's way too obscure for a lot of fans out there. Yeah, I think I'd go with that Lawler, Christopher, Honky. I think that's the way I would go with it. Yeah,
I kind of want the Minnesota Wrecking Crew just because I like the Ole, the Gene. You know, you could throw in baby cousin or baby brother Arn.
Yeah,
You don't have to include their cousin Rick. You know that we've got a lot of Rick figures.
There's a lot of Rick. Yeah. I like that. That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
I just know I already
You could even do, you know what? Son of a bitch. I want to change my pick already.
Okay.
What about the Hennings?
Nice.
Go Larry Perf and well, Curtis Axel, I guess. But yeah, that would be a fun pack.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do.
I just wanted to, you know, branch out. I mean, unless you're going to get the obscure Hart brothers, like, you know, we've got Brett's out the wazoo. I mean, I had to buy Brett for somebody last night, so it's but yeah. Yeah, it's the crappiest section right there.
No, it's not.
It's a good section.
No, that's good, man. I like that. I like that question.
Well, I just figured, I was like, we'd get us a question thrown in here that takes us back to some of our roots of tots.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, we're trying to change up the format every once in a while, but,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Give me, I think I'm going to go with the Henning family.
If you had to book, like, a man of many faces, like a Fig Line.
Okay.
Somebody that's had a bunch of different gimmicks. Who would be your guy? And why is it Barry Darso?
I don't know for sure that it is Barry Darso, but boy, the obvious answer is always going to be old Leslie.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's just the obvious one, but I'm trying to think if there's other ones out there that I go, you know, that wouldn't be too bad at all. And I can't think. I mean, obviously, you know, Micker is going to be one.
Yeah.
And you could, I mean, at this point, you could do a Jericho. He's had a variations, I suppose, not maybe necessarily changes. Boy.
So John Harris sent me a video and the Dusty, like the Midnight Rider.
Yep.
And then the, I forgot what he was called. He sent me a video that we had never seen before. And Dusty was an Asian wrestler. I forgot what he was called. I had face paint on and everything like that. But he was supposed to be like from the Orient.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to send you the video.
That's interesting. Boy, I don't know if there's, so like in my mind, like there's different variations of guys, like, you know what I mean? If you were to, you could put up a Davey, you could probably do four different Davies in one pack, but it's still just Davey Boy Smith. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know which way I would go with that. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, seeing Repo, Mr. PGA, you know what I mean? Like seeing all those guys in a Blacktop Bully. Yeah. Seeing those three in one pack, I'd have a Moonstem.
Yeah.
Big time. You could do Mark Merrow too. Mark Merrow would, no, that's going to be my pick. Give me Johnny B. Give me Wild Man. Give me Boxer. Love it. Sold. Sign me up. I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Glenn Jacobs would have a fun one, which we have all of those. I have Fake Diesel, Isaac Yankum, Kane.
Yeah, I don't have a Yankum, but that would be that's a good tug. That's
you
not
don't
bad
have
at all.
Yankum?
Oh, I don't have a Yankum. No. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was just. I wanted to get back to our roots with the question. I know it's not as animated. We're going to get animated here shortly when we have some nostalgia times and why my back hurts.
Oh boy. Well, I suppose we got to get to that mission though, Drop.
Yeah.
Kale.
I got to set the timer.
Yeah. I got to get the mission brought to you by J&J Figs. J&J Figures across all social media platforms. Hop on their website, jjfigures.com. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. Good guys. Nobody's doing what they're doing. They take care of you. Are you looking for something specific? Shoot them a message. They'll put it down. They'll put it down on a list. They come across it. You know what? They might reach out. They do that from time to time. Somebody's got almost every one of the Marital Aid San Francisco Toy Makers. Thank you, Jays, right? It happens, man. They're good guys. They're taking care of everybody. JJFigures.com, J-A-N-D-J Figures across social media. Get those. Get in their whatnot streams. Have a good time. Get those collector coins. Collector coins right straight from the website. You want new stuff? They got it. You want old stuff? They got it. You want middle-aged stuff? They got that too. They got all the stuff, Tropical. You just got to check them out. Trust me. Check out the Jays. Oh, yeah. Also, hey, Jays, you can kick your wives off the lawn anonymously via this podcast. just send in the message.
So, also, just so you know, this massive collection that I'm going through, we've made the first deal with the Jays of there's going to be some rare boys headed their way soon. If there's ever a time to seek out a rare boy, it might be a time to communicate with the Jays. Like, hey, I would love to get a hold of this.
It's coming in.
If they decide not to put it on a stream, you know, you might get the call of, hey, we got this. The, right. Obviously, there's certain rare boys that they're, it's going to go on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair assumption. But I'm going to start the clock for the 7-minute mission. You know, seven's the magic number, as always.
Unless somebody comes out with a 6-minute mission.
No! So we are finishing up these original San Francisco toy makers. Last time we did the NWO Wolfpack had some of the worst figures we've ever seen in that Luger and Macho Man. Today we're finishing up. We found 3 stragglers that weren't in the 4 packs that we reviewed. So we wanted to just kind of touch base with them, hit the highlights on that. We'll start with Raven. We're going to save the best for last, Kevin. We're going to start with Raven. I'm with you. This Raven fig was a primo desire of mine. Like at the time, like if I wanted a fig, the Raven was one that I wanted to add.
Yeah.
But they did not deliver. Is that a good word for it?
That's a good word. Yeah.
They did not deliver on the Raven fig. I've got it pulled up here. He seems kind of portly. The molded jacket's no fun. And then the spandex looks of the jorts. Just, it's not doing it for me, Kevin.
It looks really bad. It looks like he's got almost like sweatpants shorts on. Leather jacket molded is not good. The face looks like a young, well, not even a young. It looks like an early days Jack Perry. Right, he looks more Jack Perry than he does Raven at this point. The hair color seems to be a little bit off. I really hate how short those shorts are as well. Short shorts. That's not what Raven wore. He wore the longer shorts, the denim shorts. That's what he did, and it's a badly put together fig. I don't care for it.
Yeah, the execution on this one was not there, so we gave it a D+.
D+. Click.
Yeah. But we didn't get much better in the next go around. We saw Mr. Perfect, good old Kurt Hennig. Now Kurt is in the black singlet with the. If you're familiar with Kurt Hennig, he's got the triangle in the back, so to speak, on the back of the. You know, it's a 2-tone singlet, and he's got that section that comes down to a triangle shape, that angle, and it's the black and white. So that was very accurate for the time, you know, the NWO era, that era of just Kurt Hennig. I mean, I've got the Elite sitting right here in front of me with the black and white.
Yeah.
So that representation is good. Body type is not the worst. It's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the face, Kevin. You nailed it, so I'll allow you to... illuminate them in what you see here.
The face is not good. The face is not good at all. When I saw it, it looked like Biff, latter day Biff, when he kind of before he got back on the road there, and he's singing his songs with his acoustic guitar. He got a little chubbed up, not in a good way, if you know what I'm saying. And that is what I see. I see Biff. Right, Biff is the guy right there. It's not Biff Perfect. Perf Biff? I don't know. It's not good, Tropico. The face kind of throws this whole thing off for me. I just don't. I'm not a giant fan of this fig. Giant fan of Perf. A giant fan of Biff. But I'm not a Biff Perf guy.
Yeah. Not a Biff Perf guy. So we gave him a C because there's, I guess, enough redeeming qualities, or there's not as much bad as there was on the Raven that we felt. And we'll get to the highlight of this is Rey Mysterio. Now, we discussed it, you know, pre-show taping there at all. We really love that they sized this guy down. As far as the details, it appears they did not really spare the expense. Like they went out like and did some molds in those details as well as the paint. The mask, I love that it matches the era mask of the Enlightened with the straps around the back. I think that's fantastic. I love the fade in the haircut. And you nailed it again. That promo photo and that mask, dead on.
Yeah. This is as good of a fig that we've seen out of this line. You know, in line for being the best fig out of this line. You know, very, very well done. Scaling it properly. Details great. Mask is great. I love when they use that promo pick and it matches up perfectly, which is what we have in the situation. You look at the picture on the front of that box, you look at the fig, it's a beautiful representation. Furthermore, too, I loved this color scheme. When he wore this color scheme, it kind of always popped for me. So this is a fantastic fig and one of the better ones we've seen from this series, this line.
So we gave him an A on this fig because we had such a good time. So the average of these three figs was a 79.3. And while I am in the middle of our 7-minute mission, I'm going to try and tabulate the whole line.
Nice.
As a 65, 85, 78. I'm thankful we're done with these because I don't want to see them ever again, like as far as a review.
Right. No, it was a tough line, man. It was a tough line. And the original San Francisco Toymakers did do some good stuff along the way. It's just this was not one of those lines that you point to and go, this is some real good work by them. For the most part, it was not.
85, 88.
Bad Tropical. Just crunching the numbers,
yeah, just
man.
Cranking them out.
Whoa, take it easy, cowboy. It's you know, I like watching you work with numbers, man. It's fast and furious.
Yeah, it's
carry the one, put it in the hut. Right? Remember the old hut bit?
Yep.
Carry the three, divide it by four, add a two, times that by zero. What do you get?
Something went wonky in there. Oh well. I won't get the whole line. It was 79.3. Not in the... There's the 7-minute mission right there.
That's a little Pooka Pimp alarm, huh?
Yeah. I picked that one specifically. But yes, we have finished the original San Francisco Toy Makers, brought to you by J&J Figures.
Not bad. Not bad, man.
Go to JJFigures.com today. Get your collector coins.
Yeah.
Don't know how they work.
Well, I still don't know how they work. I got some. I know that. And somebody was busting my balls about not being part of the email list or something like that. I'm part of the email list. It just goes to a different inbox. I didn't realize it did that. But yeah, I'm on the damn email list. So I don't remember who was busting my nads. Whoever's busting my nads, stop busting my nads. Kick your wife off the lawn. Tropical, where are we going next, man? What do we got?
So we've started a new thing with the new season of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a couple of new segments, and this is kind of the when we were kids, a follow-on to that. I'd like to title this one, Why My Back Hurts. It's not just Father Time. Do you remember, and I vividly remember, because we went to Tiftonia, to the Walmart there, to pick it up because they had one on sale. When a 27-inch TV, you were the epitome of wealth in the middle class.
Oh, yeah.
Like you were y'all got a 27-inch TV? Whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on. I remember a lot of the 19, the 20-inch TVs and all that stuff. And that's what the family used to gather around to watch the shows on. And now, like, I'm looking in my office, and I have two TVs, and the one is a 40, I think, inch TV. And I'm like, man, that's a little TV.
Yeah.
It's such a little TV.
You know, it is.
But the day when we got that, I remember bringing it home, and I was like, we got to hook up the game console to this.
Yep.
We got to see what's this Sega Genesis gonna look like on this?
Yes.
And then, oh man, look how big this is! Like this is amazing. Of course, granite. It felt like they were made of granite because yes. they weighed like 200 pounds a piece for a 27 inch TV.
Yes,
you blow out your back and everything. I just remember we picked that up from Tiftonia. We took it to our house there in Henniger and hooked up the satellite to it and everything. We had one of the big satellites.
Okay.
Not the little DirecTV gimmicks, like the one that's pointed into outer space. And beep, like, you know, it has to move to get the different sets of channels. Like, that was one of those things that I remember hooking it up and just being like, wow, does life get any better than this?
It doesn't, man. It really doesn't. So, we had a floor console TV.
Yep.
When I had my Sega Genesis and I was playing Montana football, it was on a floor console TV. When I was able to get a TV for myself, it was like a, boy, it had to be a 13 or a 19 inch TV. And I was happy to be able to play it like my Nintendo on it and playing Skater Die 2, doing the half pipe. I was pumped for that. Now, when we did get an upgraded TV, Tropical, this is what happened with it. We got the TV and it was the special TV, right? And I don't even know if we got the 27 or I forget what it might have been, 27, bigger TV than the floor console, right? The floor console TV, man, was such a staple of when we were kids, because I'm sure you had one as well, right, Tropical? You had a floor console TV. Yeah, everybody did. But the new TV did not go into the living room. No, no, no. That went into the parents' room. So while they had the new TV that was never used, I had to continue to watch it on the floor console TV, all that kind of stuff, except for Tropical, the special occasion. One of those special occasions, Mariners Indians baseball playoffs. They let me go in the room and I could watch those games. But we, like, for the longest time, we never had, you know, the bigger TV out in the living room until it was time to bring that 27-inch TV and put it where, Tropical?
On top of the console.
You're damn right, on top of the console.
We had console TVs on top of console TVs at one time. Legit, one of those that I've seen people in my family, I won't single them out, but like put like a tablecloth over the bottom one and have the console TV sitting on a console TV, but it looks like it's furniture.
Right. Yep.
It's 8,000 pounds sitting in one spot of the house.
Yeah.
I still remember moving. So the first, I guess, high def TV. Those first high-def TVs before they got these nice flat screens and all this stuff, which the first flat screens were not light, but those first high-def TVs that they came out with, my Uncle Ralph had one, and I want to say it was about a 40-inch, and from my memory, it weighed 800 pounds.
Of course,
and we had to move it. He had a house in Langston, Alabama, and it was built into a hill. And to move it, when they were moving to their new house that they had built, rather than go down the stairs with it, which could have been very precarious because there was a pretty sharp turn there, we went out the back patio, the floor that it was on, and just walked it down the hill as a little steadier decline there.
Right.
I can still feel the pain in my fingers from having to hold on to that as we moved it around there.
I believe it.
God only knows what my uncle was feeling, because he was probably toting most of the mail, even though I was a stronger kid at the time. But it was one of those things that he's definitely holding on a lot harder than I am, because this is his main television. So.
Yeah, man, I got two quick TV stories I want to share with you. When I was in, I believe it would have been the second grade, I was able to get, I think we had, are they gerbils or hamsters maybe?
Yeah.
Little mouse type pets, right? My folks allowed me to have one. One morning I wake up and had gotten out of the cage, right? And I woke up, said good morning to Cave. He said, not a good morning. And I said, why not? And he says, because out of the cage. And so we looked everywhere for it. And what ended up happening is we picked up the floor console TV to see if it was under there, didn't see it, set the floor console TV back down, crushed the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Goodbye, pet. Floor console TV. Man, I still remember that. I don't like killing things, so I still kind of feel bad about that. Now, when I was able to get my first 32-inch TV, Tropical, 32-inch. Yeah. I worked, Tropical. I worked as hard as I could from a young age, and I saved my money. Saved my money until I got to, boy, whatever it was, 530 something like that, because I had to factor in the tax. That was the thing that was always bothering me. It's like, I don't know exactly what it's going to cost. I need to know the tax. So I even went to the store, and I said, could you tell me what this is going to cost when you bring it up? Because I know it's not going to be what the sticker says. You know what I mean? I need to know all what I need. Finally saved up enough money, went there with a kid that I worked with. He had a car. I didn't have a car. Put that son of a bitch, I was 16 years old, loaded that son of a bitch into the back of the car, Tropical. It didn't fit. It's a 32-inch, right? You nowadays, you put a 32-inch, you throw it on the floor of the passenger side, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Back then, nah. No. Heavy. We got it in. We ended up getting it kind of strapped down with the back gate gimmick corded and all that kind of stuff. Got it back to the house. Man, I was pumped, Tropical. But that started, like, I had that TV. I had my neighbor was a carpenter, and he helped me build like an entertainment stand,
yep,
where I could put three TVs in. Gaming systems, DVDs, all of it, right? So I had the situation where I had my big TV in the middle, and I had two smaller TVs on each side. And I had gaming systems hooked up to every one. And so if you wanted to watch it, especially during the hockey playoffs, that was an important time because you could have one game in the center, game over there, game over there. If you want to play a video game while you're watching a couple of different games. Man, that setup, Tropical, one of my favorite setups I've ever had, right? Ever had. And then, you know, obviously TVs have gotten on the real cheap, man. I got two in my office. One, I think, is a 60. One's a 55. And the downstairs living room, I got a 75, and the upstairs in the main level living room, I think we have a 60. We have a damn 40 in the bathroom. Molly's office has got a 40. I got a 70-inch in the lower basement. I got TVs everywhere, man. I love TVs.
Yeah.
Love them. I did have one of the, do you remember the projector, the projector screen, yes, TVs?
That's what I was about to get to. My first high def TV,
yeah,
was a 54-inch we bought from my ex-wife's uncle for, you know, a couple $100 kind of thing. He's like, yeah, I'll give it to y'all for that. And it came on a rolling stand.
Yeah.
And it's one of those that, like, weighed, you know, 1,000 pounds. One of the projectors, like the blue projector, had shifted like just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got it, like, it was basically, they were really starting to produce the flat screens at that time. Like, that was right at the edge when that started to happen. That flat, mm-hmm, screens became all the rage. We couldn't afford a flat screen, you know, being broke, you know, early 20s, us that, you know, had one job between us.
Yeah.
Made like 50 grand a year. Like, we're making a mortgage payment and buying groceries and,
yeah,
living on love, you know, all that stuff. Well, the
certain types of love pay the bills.
Yeah. The moving on. he offered that to us though, because it's like, yeah, if y'all want that, we didn't really have a TV per se. So we just, sure.
Yeah.
We will gladly take that. So we had that in there, and I remember I found a guy that was local and was able to fix it for like $20.
Nice.
Like the thing, like, he did the repair work on it, and he's like, yeah, all it is this was off. I lined, mm-hmm, it back up. You should be good to go. So I remember hooking up the Xbox to that TV,
oh yeah,
versus the 27-inch that I was rocking in my, like, the old childhood bedroom, and like, holy crap, like, I didn't know these details existed.
Life altering.
Yeah.
Life altering, man. You start playing things like Power Stone. That's a Dreamcast game. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
You start playing those on those bigger TVs, man, it changes your life. Fusion Frenzy on the Xbox. Like my projector screen, I believe was a 70. And it just like, you're just blown away. It changes everything, Tropical. Your life changes when you have TVs that big. Man, I can't wait until I get a 90. It's going to happen, Tropical. Molly doesn't want me to get a 90, you know? I'm getting a 90. Not yet. Not today. But it's coming, Tropical.
Yeah.
They're cheap now, too. That's the thing that blows me away. You get a 70-inch for like $400.
Yeah. I've got this, so it's an old Vizio. Because at the time when I bought this, this was when Vizio still had the remote control like in a Ziploc bag with batteries like being produced. And I want to say we gave around like $800-$900 for it, and it's a 46-inch. Now you get one of these free with an oil change or something?
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much, man. It's hot. So you buy four cans of Chef Boyardee, they're like, here, take this.
Yeah. Since you need it, apparently, here.
Right. little word of the wise for because we did TV stuff here. Best time to buy TVs. You'll get no better deals than 2 weeks leading into the Super Bowl. That's when all the best TV deals strike. Just letting you know. It's a big box retail, a little insider there, a little insider information for you. Those are the best times to get TVs. That's when all the best deals happen.
Yeah. I managed to get the grades. It was a 79.9 average. So nice. Right at an 80 for the whole original San Francisco toy maker.
Not bad. That's not a bad grade. Not at all. Where do you want to go next, Tropical? We got to get to the hunts, man. We're the trophies. We're trophing already. Boy, have you been out there? You been trophing there, Tropical?
Yep.
Trophing out?
Not for me per se. I mean, I've added some trophies because I did some. I was helping Travis move this massive collection. It is so many figs, so many. We haven't sold some of the rare boys, but I sold the set of carded, basically swapped out the Road Warriors. Like I had carded Road Warriors and I thought about cracking those. Well, I sold them back to the Jays and kept the open ones there.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, just little swap skis and all that stuff. But the only thing I've really got is for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good.
Oh yeah, it feels great.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't feel good. I've managed to stumble across just perfect timing because the dude was over there not 2 minutes after I put those in the cart, looking through. Oh man, they don't have the Diamond Dallas Page. I'm like, ooh. So it's all about the timing. But I got you that latest set, I guess, of Monday Night Wars.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming it's the greatest hits one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has the Build-A-Figure Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, it's that Shamrock, DDP,
Bret Hart.
Yeah,
and who else is it? Come on,
Stunning Steve. Not Stunning Steve. It's the Million Dollar Champion. Yeah, Ringmaster. Yeah,
all four of them.
Hey, oh man, that's
Of the trophies I got, Cassie gave me my Father's Day gift early, and it's a like workbench that converts into like a dolly, like to move boxes and stuff. That she got me from the Home Depot.
Well, at first, when you said converts into a dolly, I was like, "You guys are getting pretty progressive over there, Tropical."
Yeah, no, no, not that. You know what? I'm putting this in your box. I was going to surprise you with it, but I'm putting this in your box.
Don't you do it.
This Conor McGregor is going in your box.
You take it easy.
He's going to submit Bret Hart.
Hey, you put it in
Bob Backlund at the same time.
Never going to happen. You go ahead and put that in your dolly's box.
I'll show you a sleeper you can be proud of. I'm going to put it on Bob Backlund. Just send you pictures of it. But no, she got me a real nice thing. Like we had saw it at the Home Depot and was just like, hey, that's really cool. I like that. Well, she surprised me with it. So
nice.
Let me put it together. So me and OG did that last night.
Beautiful. But yeah.
I haven't been hunting because I can hunt in my office still at this time. Like,
right.
There's so many to, oh man, I've never seen this one.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, I got the, I don't remember if I had it last time we recorded or not. I did pick up the Bianca, which makes that set complete. I can put together the Fink. It's the only reason I got the Bianca, being honest with you, Tropical. It's the only reason. And then I was looking for Legends last night, and I did find Kurt and Carlito. So I got Kurt and Carlito checked off the list there. Man, really looking for that Godfather figs. That's the one you want, obviously, out of all of them. I'm gonna find them all. But yeah, I was a little surprised at the locals there. We had the Kurt. There was one Kurt. There was no superhero in training.
Yeah,
and there was no Godfather. One Kurt, no Godfather, no superhero in training. And I think there was 12 Carlitos that I counted.
I've been seeing that a lot. You know,
some a lot of Carlitos.
Like that, okay, the Carlitos are flushed.
Yeah,
like they're
just too many.
Yeah,
just too many. Like I want to complete that Legends line, because the Legends and Monday Night Wars is kind of what I'm keyed in on now. But I was happy to grab the two that I grabbed. That Kurt's a really good looking fig. I'm happy to see a Carlito fig. The Godfather's the one out of that line that you really want. The Godfather and the Angle, I think, are the ones. I'll end up finding them all sooner or later, I'm sure. But that was a little bit disappointing to see just that many Carlitos.
I'm curious how it will compare to this. I think it's Elite 29 or something like that, Godfather, that I have in my hand showing Kevin. Like, I am curious to see if they are similar. I'm sure there's some updates, because the hip action and things like that on this one's a little bit. It's different when Elite was still finding their way.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward to it, though. That's all I really... I brought in as far as trophies, man. It was pretty good. I'll take anytime I can start cracking down on a new Legends run. I'm happy with it. I am happy with it. Tropical. It's just about time, man. What do you got for a sign off?
I was gonna say, we'll plug the socials on Twitter. You can find us at Tots Pod. You can find the main show page at GBW Pod. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, who are covering WrestleMania 11 to 12 right now in this current season. You missed the worst. If you didn't listen this past week, you've missed the worst. It should be in an upward trajectory somewhat.
You know it's got to be. You know it is. You know it is.
But they're covering that. You can find them at Year of Pod on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. You can give us a follow. We're getting a lot of attention there lately, like, not, you know, more recently, so I'm pleased with that. Instagram at GBW Pods, that's always a fun time. And then ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain, you can find our first four designs. And then just shout outs, Manny, Ted, you know, you guys, family to us, Johnny C, the Jays, Dougie Nunya, appreciate all you guys. My man Travis, who is having to sell his collection, I'll give him a shout out, because there's going to be some people that, I guess, he's come to terms with it more, and he, you know, he's looking forward to see what, you know, what it fetches, you know,
right,
things like that. So I'm trying to do this methodically and, you know, organize things and try to complete figures, because there's a bag full of accessories. I'll show you, Kevin.
Oh boy.
So I've been steadily trying to chop away and complete the figures. Like, I know what this one goes to.
Right.
So,
well, I've never even thought about doing that. I've separated parts before, and I've separated accessories in a bag. I never went to put them all in, like, you know what I mean? Like, this goes with these hands and, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
The hands are going to be a bear. I may just ship them to the Jays. Here, good luck.
Yeah. not bad. I guess I mean I'll throw it out there. Every Monday night you can catch me on the Shining Wizards podcast live every Monday night. That's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. That's Handsome Kevin, my main man Tony with a Y, double T, the Brundlefly, and KJG, man. We're having a good time over there. Also on the Wizard Patreon, man, doing a really fun project with Brundlefly there. We're kind of walking through my start in independent wrestling, and we're going through show by show that I've worked. It's been kind of fun. It's been a fun little project. We're doing that. That's exclusive to the Shining Wizards Patreon. MF for Ted. Big Daddy, love you, man. Keep out there trucking. Keep trucking, Big Ted.
I forgot about Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah. I mean, he could stay MF for Ted if he wants to. I think MF for Ted's got a great ring to it, but calling him Big Daddy just, I don't know. It feels right, but it feels wrong. You know what I'm saying, Tropical. Yeah. And that's I suppose that's all I got, man. That's all I got.
I'm going to put a time capsule on this one. This is the last episode that we will record with OG being a 3-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nuts, right?
Yes. Yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy's turning 4?
Yeah, he's turning 4 in a few days, so.
Jeez.
That's nuts.
Yep. It sure is.
Because he wasn't here when we started this.
No, he wasn't. Boy's turning 4. Man, good for him. Good for him. Is he getting a job yet? Taking on interviews, or?
I mean, we should talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get into that pretty quick here. With that Tropical, man. Thank you very much, everybody, for hanging out with us, kicking some people off the lawn. I'm putting it right back in your hands, you cowards, you nutless wonders. Kick your wives off the lawn. It's a free pass. You get to get it out, man. Do it. Next episode, we're reading them all. It doesn't matter if it's one of who I'm now deeming the one listener that's got the biggest cojones of them all, or if it's 900. We'll do a marathon episode. We'll get through every last one of them. Please kick your wives off the lawn. Grow some nads. Check your balls. Be good to one another. Take care of one another. And support one another. Kick your wives off the lawn. Thank you very much, everybody.